First, I thank Dr. Guo Qingsun for this opportunity to introduce our work. And it's also my first time to attend the annual conference of ASH, so very good opportunity. So, for C3 interview in China, we know right now is ranked the first both in production and acreage. But our industry is very different from that in US and Brazil. So our fruits is mainly for fresh market. So food quality and especially seedlessness is very important. It's our breeding priority for our research. And as you can see, and here I just show you some typical our cultivars in China. They are very elite, but have too many seeds. And also for citrus, for conventional breeding, the main obstacle is the new cellular polyembryonia. You can see for one seed germinating either by tissue culture or in the field, you will see. To my impression, there is one example more than 30 different seedlings from one seed by tissue culture. So this is we got. It's about 18 from one seed. So the highly polyembryonia is mainly a reproductive barrier for citrus sexual crossing. So our strategy is using every kinds of cell engineering or ploidy manipulation techniques to produce new material based somatic hybridization or double or diploid exploitation or interploid crossing or every kinds. So for both purposes, one is for the industry to try to produce some new cultivars, both scion and rootstock, and also for basic research is for graduate students to work on our postdocs to do some basic research and also to get NSF funds. So it's for basic research. So in my talk, I will briefly introduce you in the past years what we did by somatic hybridization, I want to go very quick. So first, we established efficient somatic hybrid production technique by protoplast fusion. So this is the fusion process. It's a perfect purification. It's a cell fusion by electrically induced fusion cell division, cell cluster, embryoids. So for horticultural plants, is one advantage if it cannot root, we can use microgravity by test tube and also by greenhouse gravity. So in the past years, we already produced more than 50 somatic hybrids from different fusion combinations, and just to show you, it's work for many years, and some already flowered and set of fruits. And here, I'll just show you one example. It's a newly flowered somatic hybrid in New Horizon range and Eureka Lemon. You can see it's very beautiful fruit. It's very prolific. And yes. Okay, I'll just finish my first part, and then we'll come back again in my last part. The second part of our work is we use a very simple and efficient technique to try to exploit double diploids or ultra diploids. So you can see we use the advantage of polyembryonia when you collect the seeds, the harvest fruit carrier seeds, and germinate in your field, then you pre-screen by different morphology. You will see some with a thicker leaf, stronger song, something like that, and they use flow cytometry. So by this method, in the past years, we have got more than 30 double diploids from different genotypes. You see, very efficiently approach that we neglected in the past years. It's more efficient than somatic hybrids. So we just list here. And with this, why so we produce this material? Of course, it's for breeding, it's very useful, and also for basic research, for polyploids. At least here, the wider adaptability, higher tolerance, resistance, and triploid breeding, and for dwarfing rootstock, for high density and liver saving, and also for triploid breeding. And also, you can see here, there are a lot of reports on Basic research use double the diploids. You can be published in science in every doses. The higher nutrition absorption ability, something like that, and it's a drought tolerance. And also, you see, for genetic and epigenetic research, you can publish in the peanuts, it's in rice, you see, for potato, this is for energy willow. Yeah? So for this PP paper, it's only no molecular work, only physiological parameter data yeah, evaluation. So something, yeah, it's for other technologies. Yeah, a lot of use for basic research. So we also did some work use this material. Yeah. You know, we did some metabolic adaptation analysis work, yeah, and revealed that metabolic adaptation following genome doubling in situ diploid, we use three pairs of genotypes, I mean diploid and tetraploid, and it revealed that genome doubling promotes accumulation of TCL cycle intermediates and inhibits accumulation of secondary metabolites. To relieve genomic stress and to maintain vitality and the growth. Here we put forward a model that for genome doubling, it's you can see from the words, yes, time is limited. Okay, we are also using another material, it's pangamandarin. Pangamandarin maybe. You don't have a lot of production in the U.S., but in our country, it's the leading cultivar in spring festival period. Late mature, high quality, but have seeds. So we produced the double diploid. You can see we molecular characterized and have fewer seeds, but the seeds are larger and the fruits are bigger. But for full quality, it had enhanced citric acid content. So why? We did an RSE, something led released the genes expression and showed that genome doubling enhances citric acid accumulation. The citric acid content, there is no difference between diploid and tetraploid, but for transportation and degradation related genes of citric acid, in tetraploid, it decreased for many gene expression. Can you see? We also put, we did the gene expression work, and we have this full map here. You can see, for this result. Of course, we produce a lot of polyploids. Its main purpose is for triploid breeding. So in the past years, we produced over 50 different sexual crosses in embryo skew, phylloxenotomy tree, and the molecular marker analysis, and some still in a greenhouse, in a test tube, tissue culture. So every year we're doing sexual crossing, and some already flowered and set fruits in a field. And even from the same population, you can see the fruits, the size, the material time are all different. So there are a lot of very high genetic diversity, so it will be good for triploid breeding. So the last part of I will introduce our another strategy by somatic hybridization. We are not intended to produce allo tetraploid. We are trying to produce diploid separate. So because in citrus most cultivars still diploid. Diploid you already have more advantages than triploid and tetraploid. So we try to transfer CMS. Yeah. So the male rare sterility from the donor parent to CD citrus cultivars. Yeah, we have this strategy for many years, also in citrus Satsuma mandarin, you consider the CMS type with stereo cytoplasm. Yeah. So our strategy very simple. We use the CMS type as a catalyst parent, for protoplasm isolation, and we have use the CD, citrus cultivar, the leaf parent for protoplasm preparation, and then we can also call it as a targeted cyberization to try to produce cyberis, but with mitochondrial genome from cat's parent being transferred to their leaf parent as a CD citrus type. So we also trying to use the GFP as a marker to we call it a negative selection. So we transform the GFP into the cat's line, and for a leaf parent is no GFP. Yeah. So under this system, theoretically, if the regenerate has GFP expression, it should be tetraploid or diploid regenerative from the cat's parent. If it does not have GFP expression, it should be theoretically should be a cyberid. So with both strategies, right now we have produced more than 10 different cyberids. All with some mandarin, the CMS type of cat's parent, and different CD cultivars as a leaf parent. So, yeah, we for most combinations, we got a cyberid as expected. Okay. Yeah, this is one cyberid. Yeah, it's one cyberid between some mandarin and HB Pumilo. Yeah, it's, we did this work. We bring the cat serum from China and to UF, Florida. Maybe you know Professor Jude Gross, also doing this work for many years. And we produced different cyberids, and this cyberid is between and the HBP. You know, you can say it's HBP. You know, it's a normal leaf flower morphology, but for a cyberid, yeah, the female part is okay, but the male part, it's a sterile. So. Because for Pumilo is monoembryonic, if it's planted in the open field, it will still have seeds, but if it's planted in an isolated area, in a controlled environment, it should be totally seedless. So for this one. And early this year, we produced another cyberid, it's Sasa Mandarin and the Shatian Pumilo. Shatian Pumilo is also a leading Pumilo cultivar in China, in the coastal area in Guangdong, Guangxi, and Fujian province. You can see it's a similar flower morphology like the cyberid between Satsum Mandarin and the HB Pumilo. It's a male stereo. This is a leaf parent. Okay. And for this material, it has potential to be a new cultivar, and also good material for basic research. So. For example, for the cyberid between Satsuma Mandarin and HBP Pumilo, for Pumilo, it actually is very difficult to regenerate. So with this combination, we only got one embryoid, one plant. So when we did the molecular work, we found that we are very lucky, actually. We found its nuclear genome and the chlorophyll genome all from the leaf parent, only mitochondrial genome from the cat's parent. From Satsuma Mandarin. So we can consider this material just like a mutant in Arabidopsis. Yeah? So we can do both forward genetics and reverse genetics. Yeah? So we did a lot of omics-based work, and also because it's monoembryonic, so we also use this cyberid as seed parent. We produced two sexual populations. It's thousands of plants, very easy to cut. We plant in a field, both for seedless breeding, and also for basic research to localize the male sterility related genes or something like that. Yeah. So this work is still going on. So maybe you have a question: why we do not use Satsuma Mandarin as a material to research the male sterility mechanism? Because for Satsuma Mandarin, it's a male sterility, but it's a polyembryonic, and we don't know the wild type. But if we transfer the cyto, the CMS trait from Satsuma Mandarin to HB Pumilo, it's a monoembryonic. It means there, but it's a monoembryonic. And the wild type is known. Who is the wild type? It's a leaf parent. So we can do both forward genetics and reverse genetics. And this is the work still going on. We sequenced the mitochondrial genome of both parents and the cyberid. You find that this shows the size. This is a cat's parent, a leaf parent. This is a cyberid. It's a little bit larger than both parents. Yeah. The mitochondrial genome size, And we also do something like genome resequencing. I found that the origin of AMT, mitochondrial genome in the cyborate is 90% from G1, cat's parent, and 3% from HB primula, and 7% is unknown, maybe recombination, something like that. And also for the nuclear genome, we did the SMP and the India is 99% from the leaf parent. Because in the past we only did a few molecular markers, it's not high throughput. Then we're using high throughput because we have the sweet orange, we have the mandarin, we have pumilo, the whole genome sequence, a high quality genome sequence, reference genome. So we right now this work is possible. We are doing. Just in summary, for cell engineering, or polymer manufacturing is traditional and no GMO concern biotechnology, and has shown great potential in citrus improvement. And we produce a lot of polyploids and cyborates, and actually right now our 70% of our work is molecular related. So we think application of molecular markers and omics approaches greatly enhanced our cell engineering and targeted breeding efficiency. So we both can combine very well. So just thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Do we have a minute for questions?
You mean our double the diploids?
Yeah.
We actually in the past we did a lot of work by using callus line in vitro by Colchicine treatment. It's very low efficient. And actually this idea recently we come from our ploidy crossing work. We use diploid tetraploid by crossing. We produce a lot of triploids, but at the same time also produce a lot of tetraploids. Tetraploid. By a molecular analysis work, we find that some tetraploids are from, unreduced gametes. Two N gametes, and also some tetraploids are from new cellar. Mutation or natural genome doubling. So then we go back again. We simply harvest the fruits, collect seeds, and. It's by natural exploitation, not by coercion treatment.
All right, thank you, Dr.
Okay, thank you.